We're going to turn away from the election for a moment and hear a conversation about a more personal struggle. It's about divorce and the emotional challenges that come along with it.
The fear of, oh God, what's next? Or, you know, how do I do this? Or these things that kind of just come out of the blue at you.
There are so many little triggers, like when people ask about your husband, or
right.
you get invited to a family reunion, like what's that going to look like?
Yeah, holidays.
That's Sarah Wheeldryer and Melissa Smith. Sarah's been married for 11 years. She has two kids, and now she's going through a divorce. She and her husband are working with a counselor to help them through the process. They want it to be amicable.
Melissa Smith is also a mother of two and recently went through her own divorce using mediation. They sat down together for our series, Been There, conversations between people at either end of a shared experience. One big question Sarah had was how to explain to friends and family that despite being hurt, she isn't looking for a fight.
I feel like everybody expects that there's going to be this desire for, you know, really go get him and stick it to him and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep, they can try to light a fire in you for sure. And, you know, I actually, it got to the point where, you know, I had somebody hand me $500 in cash and they're like, go get an attorney. And I was like, that's not the route I'm going
right.
down. That's not what I want.
Yeah, I think it there's an atmosphere of fear around it where it's like, if you don't do it first, then he's going to come after you and you and the kids are going to be out on the street.
Yes. And it's so difficult to stay out of that cycle. I think we had two or three mediation sessions and it would get heated. Not like we were screaming and yelling, but it was like, who's going to get this $50,000? You know what I mean? I mean,
right.
That's a big deal. You know, we'd be like, that's it. I'm walking out of here. I'm getting an attorney because I know I have a right to some of that money. And then the second you threaten that, they're like, well, then I'm going after your 401k or
right.
I'm going to get the kids more than 50-50. And so our mediators did such a wonderful job of keeping us in the room until we were both satisfied. And I don't know how she did it. She was a miracle worker. But, you know, just keeping your eye on the prize, you know, that's what I just had to keep on mind is like, you know, a year from now when, you know, I have to work late, like I need to know that I can call him and we can have like a real discussion about, you know, what's going on with the kids.
Yeah, that sounds far less stressful than the alternative.
You know, I would say I trusted him. I really did. And so mm-hmm. you kind of need that in order to go that way.
Right. I think that is going to be one of my biggest hurdles, but I am hopeful that the counseling will help with that.
And I think the trust is so hard, especially when you're talking about sharing custody with your children. I was terrified they were going to have frozen pizza every night, but I can only control what I can control. You just have to trust that they have your children's best interest in mind. And you know, he's really stepped up. So you might be pleasantly surprised.
Do you guys have sort of a parenting plan kind of thing? Or is it more sort of fluid with just what, you know, work schedules and things like that?
We do have a parenting plan. And that was part of the paperwork that we drew up with our mediator. And going into it, we were getting along so well. I think we were both just very happy to be throwing in the towel. So, you know, I had this kind of false sense of security that, oh, you know what, I can see the kids whenever I want. And I had to learn the hard way to be really respectful that I can't just like show up and be like, hey, kids, what's for dinner? You know, my ex, the kid's father was, you know, had to kind of draw some lines and say, listen, you know, we can FaceTime every now and again if there's something going on or if the kids ask, but my time with them is my time with them.
Right. Well, I think for them to be able to see you both being healthy and separate, but living your lives and doing what's right for you, that's a huge life lesson,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And when we sat down with our daughter, I mean, we literally sat on her floor and held hands and told her, you know, we're still a family. We're just going to be a different kind of family. You are still going to go to swim class. We're still going to read books before bed. You know, you're still going to eat hot dogs for dinner, you know? So we just went through all the things that are going to stay the same, but we're just, your mommy and daddy are going to live in different houses.
That was Melissa Smith, who went through an amicable divorce last year, and Sarah Wheeldryer, who is at the beginning of that process. They spoke as part of our series, Been There. If you're going through a big life change and want advice from someone who's already been through it, send us an email at nprcrowdsource@npr.org. Put Been There in the subject line.